I get it. Because we use their, you know. Because the states are right there, I show them the things that are in there and tell them this is the way I want it. There is a cleaning charge.
I always thought of maybe a certain activity of running the kind of thing, you know, that could be with everybody.
True.
Thank you for taking interest, you know.
A lot of people come back.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there are no miles in January last year. I got three this month. One more thing, 31st.
That one that paid December 31st, but he had a rental that, you know, in 2026. I think I would have waited to deposit that in 2026 because,
yeah,
as opposed to, because then I get to use like a, I couldn't go back in and to refund the money. You know what I mean? Because it's the previous year.
I just got here.
So one day, you know, I think I would have waited.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's that gray area. Now we covered it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's
morning.
You know what I mean? Or even, you know, within a week or something, if you're not over the $1,000 to deposit, you know, for the policy.
I mean, if they were renting it the next day, though, I'd want to deposit it because I want to know it clears.
Right. Yeah.
With the other hand.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
But I think it was Friday was my deposit. I think I'm gonna deposit on Friday, and then even if I get one more at the end of Friday, I can wait till for the next one. Because it's like trying to do it at the end of the week and get out on time.
Yeah,
don't work. Just go Friday morning, get it over with. That's okay.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to open the meeting of January 13th, 2026 at 6 p.m.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right, everyone could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Also present this evening is our fiscal officer, Michelle Nowakowski, our township administrator, Leo Britson. Department heads present this evening with Fire Chief Bailey, Police Chief Kaiser, and Deputy Chief Hart, and our Roads and Parks Superintendent, Ryan Brunninger.
All right, thank you, Kim. Is this working? All right, a couple things reminders I'd like to put out there as we start a new year. If everyone could please mute their cell phones, that would be appreciated. Don't like those interruptions. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and comments from the audience. I would ask that this time that you hold all questions and comments till the end of the meeting, at which time we will open the floor for comments. The sign-up sheets up here on the podium, I would like, if you'd like to speak on record, go ahead and sign up there. And historically, I believe Jerry can attest to this, there have been times when an important issue may arise that community involvement or input is warranted. Should such an event or topic come up in the future meetings, I would ask that you let me know prior to the start of the meeting so I can plan accordingly to keep the meetings positive and productive. So, all right, that's all I got. Mark, you got anything you'd like to announce?
I'd just like to do an opening prayer. And Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to gather together as residents of Washington Township, Lord. And, please look after our little township and the people who live here, Lord, and keep us safe and help us make good decisions here that are beneficial to all people around us, Lord, and that I ask you in your name. Amen.
Amen.
And I just wanted to bring up a little thing also. Our Shelly here has a beautiful little certificate from the state of Ohio where all her hard work is being recognized. And what's that called, Shelly?
It's the highest achievement award from the auditor estate.
So in other words, they couldn't find any of the crooked stuff we've been doing, which that's... Now the state knows what Washington Township knows.
Yeah, I asked Kim to get a frame, so it will be in the front entrance of our building here. So
that's nice. And from my memory, it's the first time we've had an absolutely perfect audit. They always catch something where you don't put it in the right column, you don't do this, you don't do that. They really always tend to catch something, but this is the first year. I don't know if you had any perfect ones or not, Becky, but it's tough. It really is, and to do that is just amazing. Yes, an amazing job.
I spent a lot of hours.
I know you did.
First one in how long, Terry?
I'm not going to go into that. Other former ones are here, but as far as I know, but Washington Local Schools is like 9, 10, 11 years in a row. But that's been doing it for 20 years and a staff of 5, and so on and so forth. So for our little township to do that is absolutely amazing. And thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
I just want to add something too. On top of Shelley's perfect audit, we also finally got the audit back involving the roads department. They looked at 100% of all the receipts from 2012 to 2022, and they could only identify $319 of expenses that couldn't be justified. And those both purchases were not made by our former superintendent. They were both made by employees, and the state does not bother to go after repayment for anything under $500. So 4 years of his life has been heck, and it turns out absolutely no problems at all, other than $319 in 10 years when you're talking over $1 million of revenue going through that department. That's pretty good too.
And trust me, I spent many hours giving them receipts and everything that they've asked for. I came up with and gave it to them, and that took a lot of time.
Exactly. We've got $5,000 and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours in that thing for nothing. That's all I got.
I don't have anything. If anybody wants to see the report from the auditors, I have a copy of it. I'd be glad to share it with you.
Good. Could we, is that something we want to post online, maybe?
I did post the audit online on the website. Not the fraud
investigative
one.
Audit?
Not that one.
Is that something?
But the financial one I did.
There really is nothing. It was just a letter saying we found nothing.
Okay.
It wasn't a full report.
It's, there's certain people it's important to. Maybe we should.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and post that.
Okay.
Chief, everything's in my report.
All right. Kim, you don't count. Ryan?
Maybe snow tomorrow.
No. Inch and a half.
Maybe.
Shelley?
No. I'm just working on your end.
All right. Let's move on. We'll get right to business here. I'd like to make a motion to approve the supplemental appropriations, blanket certificates, purchase orders, and checks numbered 51,425 through 51,460, and electronic payments for 2025 number 1595 to 1720, and for 2026 number 1 through 65 totaling $185,500.03. That's $84,354.70 for accounting and $101,145.33 for payroll.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. And I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular meeting of December 9th, 2025.
And the organizational meeting?
You're supposed to them
separate. Two separate motions.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. And I'd like to make a motion to approve the organizational meeting minutes of January 2nd, 2026.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve the final payment to Gherkin Paving for the Fuller Creekside Glens invoice in the amount of $32,469.04. I'd like to get a second on that.
Second. Was those corrections ever made, Don?
They've done everything they could. They cannot do anything with the ponding water at the end of Brendamar Court. When I talked to them previously, they had actually raised Brendamar Court up to chase the water out of the court because there's no storm drains back there, which pushed it to the intersection, but there's no storm drains either there. And they've determined that none of the elevations work, that there's nothing they can do as far as grinding and so forth to get the water out of there. We need a storm drain in that corner, which is almost impossible because the plumbing doesn't go that direction. And who's to fault for that? Is it our engineer, Lucas County, who didn't check the elevations correctly? Or, you know, it's really not the contractor's fault. So they've done everything they can. It's not the best job in the world, but it's done, it's over, I'm done with it.
What's it
you got any concern, Brian? Everything done that you're aware of?
I think it's the best they're gonna get for what they had to work with.
My concern is there's obviously a problem and there's got to be a solution. Are they offering any solutions for this problem?
No.
How much ponding is it?
Rural drainage is pretty bad. And it's always had a problem in that corner. I always, when we talked about it back in 18 and I talked with Sarah, I talked about the problem. We talked about putting a storm drain there. Well, now that I look at the maps, the pipe doesn't go that way. It runs down Terramar to the creek,
yeah.
And it starts around the corner from there and runs the other way. The only way to put a storm drain in there would be to run our own line through somebody's yard to the creek or run it either way, if the elevations are correct, mm-hmm. to one of the other ones. So it should have been done when the neighborhood was done. It wasn't, and I don't know why. It's been a problem from the day we moved in, that corner floods.
How deep is the ponding?
3-4 inches tops. Yes. Enough to go up into the sidewalk. Yeah. It goes away, you know, within a day.
Okay.
Do you have one in your cul-de-sac?
What's that?
Do you have a storm drain in your cul-de-sac?
Yeah, there's two of them. There's one in the cul-de-sac because the pipe runs that way.
Mm-hmm. All right, there was a whole hit list. They took care of everything else?
Yeah, they came and fixed all the concrete work and all that, yeah. They didn't do anything with the grass, but now everybody else has fixed it themselves.
Okay. Shelley did question me before the meeting about the possibility of contacting them to get a discount because they took so long to do it. What are your thoughts on that?
Nah, I have no interest in that.
Second.
I believe Mr. Mayfield already seconded. Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
And again, it's for the full amount then?
Yep.
Okay. All right, just something real quick I want to bring up. I'd like to quickly discuss the accident policy that's in Lexapol. There's been a couple things in recent history that's happened with some township vehicles. It's 403.6. I know you guys had an incident with one of the police cars and you made the report. I appreciate that, Eric. You took care of that. Mike, there's a big ding in the side of the fire truck. Where's the incident report for that?
I'm not aware of a ding in the fire engine. I'm not aware of a ding in
rescue
the fire
squad, truck. Rescue squad, not fire truck.
Are we talking about the medic unit?
I call them all fire trucks, sorry.
The new
ambulance. Gotcha. What's going on with that?
Well, we ordered a part, making sure it's the right one, to check on what it would take to have it installed, or if we can do in-house installation if it's there, and then we're pumping the bill with the report for it as well.
Okay.
Make sure it's total what we see, you know, there's nothing underlying or anything different from what we can see.
Not really what I'm asking, but I mean, accidents happen. That's a fact. I mean, everybody has accidents.
True.
I really need a report made out per policy, or the trustees are supposed to be notified with that within 24 hours.
They were notified.
I was notified immediately.
Okay. Were you notified?
Yeah, Mark told me.
Okay. You forgot to tell me, Mark.
You never see each other.
For future
reference, can we clarify that? Did you need to notify each of you, or just one, and you guys will pass it along?
It's something else I want to discuss tonight, but
it's very minimal damage. I called, got prices. Basically, it's a $150 repair.
Okay.
All it is a little bolt.
Like I said, I understand accidents happen, but Eric
when they had an issue with a police car, they filed a policy, which is stated right in Luxpol. And that's all I'm asking is we follow policy. So for future reference, if anything happens, if it's an accident, they happen. So just make sure, just send an email. It's easier. That way everybody knows. Good. You too.
Yes.
Don't be banging stuff up.
Sorry.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to approve the annual Township Highway System mileage certificate form for 2025. That's here somewhere. We actually got an extra.
It's in the blue folder.
013 miles of road because they put the roundabout in.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll second that. And 10.922 miles of road.
Yeah, that's it.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. And I'd like to make a motion to approve the new hire offer letter. Shelley, do you want to elaborate on there? Do you have that?
No, I wasn't doing the offer letter. It was somebody, the administrator. I wasn't doing the offer letter.
Who's doing the offer letter? Are you doing that?
I did the one I did. I looked at it again today. I don't know what else anybody wants added to it. I'm willing to take suggestions.
Well, you guys started the checklist and got all that done.
That's already been approved. Yeah. The only thing we're talking about is the offer letter inside of it.
Yeah, I would think every one of those is unique and different. Cause,
well, that's the problem. I mean, yeah. You can put suggestions in there all you want, but what I have in there is the minimum she needs for somebody to get hired. Including start date, salary, who they report to, job title.
Okay, so we're good with this.
I don't know what. Mike had some concerns
that
it wasn't.
New hire offer letter. For example, Chris hires somebody, Ryan hires somebody, Mike hires somebody. They put down what the offer is going to be, so it would change depending on the current situation.
Right, because part-time, seasonal. I mean, I got all that stuff listed in the body of it, and you take in and out what you don't need specifically. I look at it again today. I honestly don't know.
Mike hires a new recruit and offers him to buy popcorn every Wednesday night, so that would be part of his offer. That's not something that would be listed.
Might not be Chris's offer.
Yeah, Chris might buy him peanuts or something.
Mm.
I mean, I can send it out again, but I looked at online, the other ones that are out there. Unless you're going to write one for each department, and then you got to write one for a full-time person and a part-time person.
Well, that was something that Mike had said that his would be different than Chris's, so that's
right.
Understandable, and that's something that we should.
I just tried to include the stuff that was needed to get them in here so they know. So if we tell them something special for vacation, we know what we told them. If we tell them a start pay rate, it's in there. Or the start date, who they report to, job title, that kind of stuff.
All right.
Okay. I can send it out again.
Yeah.
I'll send it to everybody.
All right. Send it to me. I'll look at it, and I don't know. We'll figure it out. There's probably nothing else to do with it. All right. Let's move on.
So no second. You want to table it?
Just table it.
Okay.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve the resignation of Michael Tolles from the fire department, effective 1/13/26.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right, I'd like to make a motion. Well, Mike, you want to speak on this a little bit? This is the annual review board that you have to re-up every year
for the volunteer firefighter dependent fund, which funds in the untimely event, hopefully never, will be the line of duty deaths. There is a fund that we pay into when necessary that extends money to the families of those left behind by anyone who would be lost in the line of duty. It's required to be a part of that. You have to have a board of five, which would be two fire department members, two trustees, and a member of the township that's a resident. And then in the event of a line of duty death, that board would review the case itself and decide whether or not to put forward for those monies to go to the family.
Yep. All right. And that, Matt, you'd like Matt to be the
correct
appointee for that? Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve Matt Hart to the fire review board.
And I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. And then I just need to know which two trustees will be on the board as well.
I'd volunteer.
I can. You want to do it? You want me to do it?
Mark can do it. Huh? Oh, you need two?
Two.
Okay, you want me to do it?
So.
Okay, I'll volunteer also then.
Okay. Who's the resident?
Matt Hart.
Oh, okay. Who's on the fire department?
Myself and Bill Long.
All right. I'd like to make a resolution to for EMS billing, adopt EMS billing rates policy.
I did a roll call.
I'm just curious. Are we voted on the last motion?
You seconded it. I did a roll call.
Did
and then
okay, I'm sorry. I'm
they asked
right.
Mike
okay.
who was else was on it.
Not the trustees. No, okay.
We don't even vote on ourselves. Well, we could try. I might take one of Shelly Starr's away, though.
All right. So you made a...
Resolution for this EMS billing.
I'll second it.
Would you like to elaborate more on it or just EMS billing?
You want
billing?
To explain these resolutions? If you'd like me to, sure.
I mean, you don't have to. I just didn't know if you just want to say EMS billing for the resolution.
Okay. Is it the same as last year or is there a change in rates?
There's a change. We're setting it up so that we don't have to do this all the time. The rates, instead of voting on a specific rate, it will be reflected off of the schedule that's decided upon by Medicare and Medicaid, and we will go, our billing would be 2.5 times that rate to ensure a proper reimbursement rate. So it will automatically renew itself at whatever the table is that's decided upon by Medicare and Medicaid.
I've got the resolution here as far as therefore be it resolved, if you want to read that for the resolution.
It's on the top of those copies as well.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jerry,
so
did you
second?
So it's
2.5 times because you know it's going to get knocked down?
Correct.
And is that what we've been doing in the past, this 2.5?
We've been just assigning a rate to it. The industry standard has moved towards moving to that table at 2.5 times the rate. Not everyone adopts that. They go every year with an adjustment to the exact pricing.
I don't think I understand enough about it to ask an educated question.
Well, it keeps up with it. It's more like, you know, and that way we don't have to keep going and readjusting the rates all the time. It keeps up with the rate of what Medicare fee for service is.
Yeah. Well, I'm just sitting here thinking if Medicare only pays a certain amount, why are we making it 2.5 times and then having them knock it down?
Because if you go with just what they rate, they're gonna knock it down no matter what. So you want to go high enough that when they knock it down, you still got your amount.
But they're just going to still pay their maximum regardless.
Not necessarily, because their maximum is going to vary upon the consumable used, the rate of care that's provided per case.
So I guess on this, you know, I'm fine with.
Okay.
With people that know more about it than me.
Call the roll, please.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to make a resolution to adopt. I got these backwards, I think. Now this is the same thing twice. Resolution to adopt the Office of Inspector General list of excluded individuals and entities policy. That's a mouthful.
That one is pretty simple. If I just sum it up, I would say anybody who deals with protected health information has to be checked prior to hire and monthly as to whether or not they end up on this list. If they would, they cannot participate in any duties that involve any protected health information or surrounding entities or any of the monies that come in.
And we could be audited on that. If we don't do it, we'll be in violation.
You need a second?
I do.
I'll second.
A roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Excuse me real quick, Mr. Bardo. You're saying that there's not two separate resolutions. There's just the EMS billing one.
It's the same thing. It just had the word.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we're not skipping something.
Typo on my part, I'm not sure.
Nope, that's fine. I just want to make sure we're not skipping something. So just the one.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
That's okay.
Put that on there.
I will put that.
All right. I would like to make a resolution to adopt the, this is up my alley, adopt the Attorney General Debt Collection Agreement.
I'll second it.
A roll call, Mr. Schuster.
Is this the same as always?
Well, if you don't pay the bill, they're going to come after you. Yes. That's basically what it says. So the, for non-residents.
For non-residents only.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right. Moving on to the police, I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2026 Norris contract with an amount of not to exceed $24,028.75.
I'll second it.
Repeat the amount again, please.
Not to exceed $24,028.75.
Okay.
Chief's going to talk to them and see if they can negotiate a price down a little bit or not. But he says that as of now, that's the price. So.
Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. Discuss uniform purchases. Let's skip that one for now. Unless you want to discuss that. I think we've got that resolved.
Okay.
All right. Roads department, it's time to pick on you. Where are you at with the backhoe? I know at last meeting I had asked you to bring us options.
So, I went from everything from new to old to used to rental. Mm-hmm. Rental's right around $3,000 a month. 5 months, maybe 6 months in the year we need it. 15 grandish per year. To rent. Brand new is $128,000.
Okay.
But I found a couple right around the $40,000 to $60,000 that would suit us more than what we need.
We have found two lower ones too, but they don't last. They're gone within a day or two.
Right.
They're right around 60.
But they do exist, it turns out. They do exist.
One in Australia right now. I'd like to go look at it.
One was in Toledo. The one was in Toledo. We just found out about that morning. Him and I were going to look at it at 10 o'clock, and it was already sold.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was 700 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
Against the worm.
Yeah, that was gone.
I know you've talked to Shelley already as far as financing of it. I think, in all honesty, if we're going to seriously move forward with something here, we need to pre-approve it because of the obvious that they don't last. You literally don't have time to pull a special or an emergency meeting to get this approved. So, I mean, what did you guys come up with numbers and what you can comfortably afford?
I think I'd like to go at least 60.
Okay.
But I think even with pre-approval, maybe we just go do a down payment up to a certain amount to hold it, if they would do that.
Is this a thing?
I can go to a car dealer, put a down payment on a car to hold it for. I'm just trying to think outside the box of a different method.
You buying this thing, you could throw $1,000 on it without even a trustee approval as a down payment.
Yeah. I'd say anywhere in the 40 to 60 range, whatever I think we're comfortable. I think 60 would be the max, though, I would like to go. I wouldn't want to go much higher than that.
Do I dare ask Mark?
Go ahead. I don't mind.
What's your thoughts on that, Mark?
Well, everybody seems to be leaning towards used. So I'm fine supporting that notion. But used and used up are two different things.
Yes.
As long as it's a low hour, when I say low hour, nothing over 1,000 hours.
Okay.
And I still think new is the way to go because it comes with a warranty. You know what you're getting. And I understand we probably don't need to spend $120 on a brand new one. You know, half price sounds great, but we don't want one that's going to nickel and dime us. So I would entertain anything you find on a case-by-case basis, but nothing in Hawaii, nothing in California.
I'll go look at it for you.
Come on.
Nothing in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Don't go there.
There's, if you know about what you want, you can contact the dealers and let them know what we're looking for. We're looking for something with no older than 5 years, no more than 1,000 hours. Call us immediately if something comes in. I have noticed, though, that prices are coming down on new equipment. There's not a shortage like there was in the past. We were talking loaders. There was a brand new Bobcat E85 loader online for sale for $65,000. Brand new. And when I had priced them out before, they were closer to $90,000. So prices are not going up right now.
Well, I'm going to the OTA conference in the winter, you know, this in February, and they have a vendor, a whole auditorium filled with vendors, and they'll be there, you know, with brand new and, you know, manuals and everything to look at and so forth. So I can bring some of that back if you want.
Well, I was actually going to talk to you about that after the meeting. That's the one from the township book.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that and see if that's something you want to go to.
Yep. Trade. I'd like to this year.
Rental. I don't like the idea of renting it. $15,000 a year.
And in 10 years,
basically crazy. 7 years, yep. 8 years, we might as well have bought one.
Bought a brand new one, yeah.
Because at the end, we don't have anything to show for it.
Shelley, question for you. We pre-approved this up to $60,000. Can you give him a letter of guarantee?
It'd be a purchase order. But then I would need a vendor name, but I could do a blanket certificate. But.
Well, if he's talking to a particular person, a Buckinabi or whoever, he can go to them, like Mark says, go to them and say, hey, this is what we're looking for, this is what we're allowed to spend. Funds are here, it's already approved, I just, find me something. Does that make sense?
I just need a phone call to tell me, you know, what vendor and what amount, and I can create a purchase order.
Yeah, don't tell them what you're allowed to expend, though.
40.
Don't tell them because it'll be $39,995.
Yeah. Well, low all of it.
Hey, tell them 40.
To say if they need some verification that hey, we're not. He's just not over there talking. Yeah. Not his butt. You know?
I like Mark's idea of less than 5 years and less than 1,000 hours. I could go with that.
Okay, so that would be split evenly between park and road.
Okay. Anyway, we need to do it. Yeah.
Funds.
Okay. Up to 60, right? Okay.
And you're still leaning towards your JCB machine?
I like the JCB 2017 and newer, yes. So they take all the Bobcat attachments on the front. And with Herb Reynolds around the corner, we could do a lot of other things very quick.
I think I told you, we went and looked at a loader a couple weeks ago. Thought it was a great deal. Drove, I don't even know where we drove to when we got there. 20 feet away, it was like, what a turd. And the more I looked, it was like it had a cracked frame that had been re-welded together, and pins were all loose, and I'm looking underneath the armrest, there's 2x4s holding it up, and it's zip-tied together. Really got to be careful on used equipment, because you get a lot of different operators monkeying with this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And my own fleet. I mean, I got stuff that's a year and a half old with issues already because how hard it's ran.
I get it.
Now, we do have the capital amount for 30 in park right now and 130 in the road fund, the road and bridge fund. But just remember, those capital wants were earmarked, or like not earmarked, you know, for good. But, I mean, they were kind of considered for other projects. So if you still want to have those done, there will need to be a supplemental budget created later down the road. Okay.
Well, what were they earmarked for?
I knew you'd ask that. I'd have to go on another report and look that up, unless you remember.
So the entail roads of Holiday and Jasek, and I was going to try to get a couple, like Fortune done is pretty bad. I'm still waiting on a few quotes to bring those up, though. Start doing a couple roads every few years, resurfacing to bring them back up.
Speaking of,
can you have 120 earmarked for that?
Yes.
My front yard.
I seen it.
What happened? Big chunks of mud.
I'm not going to guess, but I could.
Okay.
Shouldn't you be asking that question to your wife?
She asked me.
Oh.
That was where it started. She's like, "What happened to the yard?" Ryan. I don't know what it's time. All right, I'll make a motion to spending up to $60,000 for the purchase of a new-to-us backhoe.
I'll second that.
Good wording.
Can you amend that? Because I would like to be notified before we pull the trigger.
Yes.
I really think we should just do an emergency 24-hour meeting and
I mean, I'm
know exactly what we're looking at.
Exactly. I just don't want to, not that I don't trust you, Ryan.
No.
But I don't want to end up with a turret.
It could drive great there.
Marcus, I know you know this equipment probably better than anybody else in this room.
Yeah, I mean, normally stuff isn't moving like it used to. It really isn't. I've been looking at the same dump truck at 401 truck sales now for 3 months, and it's dropped in price three times in 3 months. There's not a shortage of equipment.
So what do you want me to motion?
I would say rescind the motion and just give him a verbal, bring it to us, less than 1,000 hours, less than 60,000, we'll have a 24-hour emergency meeting so we can see it. So we don't need to do anything with it, but, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're serious. And plus, these companies, when they're dealing with governments, they know you can't just sign your name away. Mm-hmm. And if we can tell them, you know, 30 hours from now, I'll have your answer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you know, put a $500 non-refundable deposit if you think it's really that good, you know.
Any reputable dealer, if you tell them that you need a 48 or 72-hour hold, they're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I do that on equipment all the time. I'll call up and, the truck I'm driving right now, I couldn't get up to look at it. I said, can you put a 48-hour hold on it? I'll drive up there and I'll take a look at it, and if I like it, I'll drive home with it. So have it prepped.
Yeah.
So I know they'll do it.
Yeah.
All right.
I got the budget report pulled out.
Well, we didn't
capital.
Finish it. There's no second. There's no roll call, so you don't need to. Okay. I mean,
I've
just
got it pulled up if you have any questions.
Okay. So just the discussion. That's it.
All right. Let's move on. I'd like to motion to approve Ryan's job description per what Shelley had requested last month, our last meeting. You have that. You good with what he has there?
Whatever he does. I mean, I just wanted it in writing, so it is. We created a wage line for it. So
do we even need a motion to approve what he's doing, or?
No, it's the wage line you created for him. So okay. I don't know if you want to.
All right, and then I'd also like to make it official that Ryan's start. Time is home base, whatever you want to call it, is the Blessing Building. So, and I've already talked to him about this. Instead of coming here, go there first, get a piece of township equipment to drive around in instead of using his own personal vehicle. So I don't know if we really need a motion for that or not, but.
Nope.
All right.
While we're on that subject, though, their trucks, especially their one truck, is a piece of junk, and we need to start looking at them getting at least one newer truck.
Yep.
The old Ford, him and I were looking at that sidewalk thing the other day, and that thing's out there idling, just going up and down and up and down. And
right.
It's our oldest truck. It had a new motor put in it 8 or 9 years ago. We need to put that on our list of things we need to. They need one fresher truck.
Yep, and I think I already told you this. I actually talked to the salesman over at Brondi's.
Yes.
He's going to keep an eye out for us, and he'll give me a call if he runs across anything. It looks like it might fit our... we do need
what
to come
year
up
is
with
that
a,
with how many miles?
1999, and it's like 129,000.
It's basically just an F-250, right?
It's just a super, yeah, F-250, nothing special.
It does, it's just what you call the grass truck.
Grass truck, it, yep, that's it.
Joe's truck, yeah.
All right.
Joe's truck.
Yeah, let's, I mean, we probably in the near future should look at what we want to spend on one, but I was kind of waiting for him to call me back and say what the prices are. I mean, you can see them online, you can get one for 20 grand, mm-hmm. so decent one with good miles on it. But, mm-hmm. Kind of figure out what you want to spend there. All right.
Does that need to be four-wheel drive? Do you plow with that?
Not that one.
It does have a plow. We just don't use it. With having the big trucks, they're just... Small truck is just not worth using for the plow.
I mean, so it's mainly just to tow the mowers around?
Tow the mowers, yeah.
Roughly how many miles are on that?
129,000, so...
Okay.
You put in your capital needs about 40,000 mm-hmm. to split with roads and park, though,
yes.
for a new truck,
mm-hmm.
and then retire the F-250.
Mm-hmm.
So park has 30,000 in capital. So if you use some of that for the backhoe, we're definitely going to have a supplemental.
Okay.
I got a real nice 88 GMC.
Ooh, hey!
Shop make the deal on.
Might be less rust. No.
So regarding his home base and starting at Blessing, you want him to just report there, and then
yes.
if he mm-hmm. goes anywhere from there, not to use his personal vehicle,
yep.
to use
that's
going to
be his
township.
Starting point. Mm-hmm. He's already manually writing in time sheets as to his start time and all that good stuff anyway, so just go there and grab whatever he's driving for the day and move out. All right, this next one, I'm going to discuss the purchase of a modem, the potential of purchasing a modem for, I believe, this building. Is that what it
could do? This building and the shelter house.
Okay.
I think it'd be two.
You did purchase one. Where did that one go?
That one's at Blessing and active.
Okay. And I'm going to refer this one to Leo because I kind of filled him in on what was going on here, and I'll let him explain it because he has some concerns here and he is the IT guy.
Mm-hmm. Did you say inactive?
No, active at Blessing.
Well, especially for this building, I don't think saving $17 a month is worth it. And just because the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to call them up and tell them you don't have internet, and they're going to go, well, you don't have our modem, and it's not on our approved list, so we need you to make sure that that modem's been updated, the firmware is okay and everything, and then you can call me back. And with IM Responder running here and everything like that, I don't think it's worth having an outage while we go through that process. Do you want to take all you got on the internet at the shelter house is the cameras. So is it life or death if they're down? Probably not. But don't go buy the same one you got now because they're going to turn you off on that modem someday because it's not on the approved list. It has wireless on it. They don't allow wireless modems. If you put a modem in, you have to put a router. It's a safety valve because the firewall on a modem is not the same as the firewall on a router. So that's why they don't want all the modems out there having wireless built in because it's opening up Buckeye's exposure. So that's why they do that. I can't believe they haven't caught you yet and shut you down. And one day you're going to go in there and they're going to find out that that $277 router you bought is not on their list, and they're going to turn it off. If there's any problem in that area, they're going to blame that router for anything in that area. So if you just want to go buy a regular cable modem without wireless, I can order one and we can replace it over there at the shelter house, but I don't recommend we do it here. I don't want to stand here and it be down and IM Responding's not working. Can't print, Kim's out of service. I mean, the ones we got solid and the support on it's good. And it's $17 a month. We waste more than $17 on a lot of things, more less important than that.
Okay. Makes sense?
Yeah. It costs us $17 a month, or we're saving $17?
If we bought our own, which would probably cost I know the one he bought was $277, so it would take you $17 into that to recoup your money before you were even saving any.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are the cameras up and running at Shoreland Park? If we had a somebody get stabbed,
yes.
can we access those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Until the internet goes down.
Okay. What about the cameras on the outside of the building? Same thing? They work?
Yep.
Okay.
Where are those?
Outside of this building you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's attached to a TV somewhere?
Yeah, the TV in the conference room.
Oh, okay.
They're off the one channel.
Recording and all that good stuff?
Okay. They're just not wireless anymore. They're just, you know, if you need to check something, you need to come in here and look at it here.
Right. All right. That's enough of modems. All right. Ryan, you had you'd asked me about the Shoulder Park holiday rental fees. You want to elaborate on that? You want me to talk about this? Or?
I just had the question of I'm seeing more holiday rentals and having to come in, let everybody in. And obviously Monday through Thursday, we have a different rate versus our weekend rate, but nothing's spelled out for holiday rate. So I didn't know, you know, where we should charge people being the different rates and following what's in writing. So.
And my response to this was, I think that whether it's weekday, weekend, if someone's doing an evening rental, it should be the same price. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is. And then we already have the daytime rentals that are, what, $75 or something like that?
Yeah.
What they call the
cheaper,
rate.
Yeah.
That was my input on it.
Yeah, I think we're fine the way we are, too. Yeah. The holidays falling on a day that, somebody's renting it on, what, Christmas or whatever. And they're going to get, what's the one that just came up? Memorial
Christmas.
Day.
Christmas. Did Christmas, now Memorial Day just popped on the radar.
You know, if someone rushes, I mean, the last one was a former employee and everything else, so we sure don't want to go after them, you know.
Right.
So I think we're fine the way we are. If somebody rents on a holiday and it's a Thursday, they get that price, Thursday price.
Okay.
Now you're paying me to come in at time and a half on that day, too.
You call me to do it, I'll do it. But we are paying you time and a half.
So that was the... You know, question behind it.
I told you, I'll back you up anytime you need me to.
Yeah, I'm sitting here bouncing it around in my head, and I don't know what doesn't cost more on Christmas or New Year's, and if we're incurring a higher cost by having Ryan having to come in and paying him at a time and a half rate, it almost seems logical that we should have a holiday or a non-working day rate. I mean, if we go out when we're not normal business hours, I guess it would be a normal business hour rate. I don't know.
Yeah, remember we have 13 holidays too that don't count to anybody else. So if they rent it on Juneteenth, do they have to pay more?
I'm sitting here thinking if I was chair, I'd ask the audience. But
oh, boy. All right. So we're just going to table that. All right. Sidewalk repairs and replacements. I know, Ryan, you had an issue with a sidewalk you brought up to us the other day that is like looks like somebody blew it up.
That would be my guess.
They want them down there.
So Leo got a hold of John Burrell to figure out what exactly where it is we stand with sidewalks, which is what you guys were just
more of them?
Handed, huh?
Can you pass these down to them, please? I thought Jerry was passing them.
So do you want me to explain what he said? Or
what's that?
Do you want me to explain what he said?
Go ahead.
So I talked to John, and basically, it is the resident's responsibility
if we want to, for sidewalks, if we want to serve it like we do a blight issue, there's a same type procedure that we have to follow. There's some different things where there has to be a notification put in a newspaper and that type of stuff. And it starts out with a letter, and if you look through the packet, there's a sample letter in there he put in there. And it should come from either the trustees or the township administrator. It shouldn't come from roads, parks, or zoning. And the one thing he emphasized is we need to make sure that the whatever decision the board makes is consistent. We shouldn't pick and choose, or somebody's going to hold it against us. And then the last one, there's also something in there that talks about the ownership of the trees between the sidewalk and the street and what our responsibilities are for that also.
Do we charge a permit for sidewalks?
No.
We're probably the only ones that don't.
If we force them to fix the sidewalk and then charge them a permit to fix that sidewalk, doesn't it kind of like
anywhere you go, if you're Toledo, Maumee, they all have a permit fee of about $150 for sidewalks. And they come out and inspect them prior to pouring. Because
right.
If there's not a permit pulled, there is no inspection. And how are we knowing that the sidewalks are being poured back to township standards?
Okay. You got to remember, too, we're not a city or village. They make their own laws. We don't have those laws.
Yeah.
And based on what Burrell said, you know, yeah, I'm right, but, you know, it doesn't 100% follow what Ohio Revised Code says, because Ohio Revised Code says that in the trustees to allow to charge this back to the residents, it has to be a unanimous vote of the trustees,
it
not a majority. That's in there.
Yeah.
And we have to advertise it in the newspaper twice and so on and so forth. And the thing you have to realize, if we put this on our taxes, we've paid up front, and we're not going to get our money for a year or more until the taxes are paid, if they're paid. And we could spend $100,000 tomorrow fixing sidewalks and maybe get halfway through it and be $100,000 out until that money comes back. When that money comes back, then we invest it in the next group.
I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, if we send out the notices, and we can get people out there tearing out the sidewalks and repairing them any way they want. And I am not sure if we necessarily want that. I know we tear out a lot of sidewalks in Maumee, and we have to have it formed up, have to pull a permit. It's $150. We have to form it up in Maumee. No matter what the width of the sidewalk is, we have to pour back 5 feet wide, and they check that. It's got to be a minimum 3.5 inches thick, and it's got to be on a compacted stone base. And they come out and they check all that. Now, if it's in a driveway, it's got to be 6 inches. If it's a commercial driveway, it's got to be 8 inches. And I can see residents saying, oh, okay, I'm going to pop out my own concrete, and I'm going to get a couple bags of ready mix, and I'm going to pour it back whatever thickness I determine, and there's...
But again, we probably don't have the legal right to do that because we're not a city or village. We can't make our own laws. We can only do what Ohio Revised Code says.
Okay.
And that's what they say we can do.
The reason I asked about the trees was I was afraid that somebody that's got sidewalk damage now that's from a tree is going to look at you and say, I'm not fixing that sidewalk. Do you take that tree out?
Yeah, that's your tree.
And
your tree does the damage.
Well, I say, this is a can of worms.
I know. Technically, it's not our tree. We can maintain the trees under the pretense that it's blocking the street or endangering somebody on the sidewalk. But as far as just going out there and taking down a live tree,
I say nobody does that anymore. When Otto Hills redid Indian Road, they just went over all the tree roots. And if you look down, it looks like a roller coaster. And I'm not talking speed bumps. I'm talking about taking three panels of a sidewalk and slowly going over the route and back over again.
And they did it across the street to my neighbors years ago when they said, we don't cut tree roots anymore.
That's exactly what I told him we should do.
Yeah. Well,
just if we go up over it, give it room to grow, because it is going to grow more, and just give it.
Yeah. Toledo has a pamphlet when they started their program 3 years ago, which, you know, they're struggling with it too. They talk about all the options. They talk about going around the tree, doing a loop in. If you go into the person's property, you need easements. That's complicated. If we go into the right-of-way, not quite as complicated, but the tree's there. They talk about different products too. They have a rubber mesh. They're talking about doing a blacktop patch to get rid of the high spots and so forth. But yeah, this, to me, this is the most serious problem facing our township right now, and we do need to start figuring out the right way to do it. I don't have any problem with the letter trying to kind of warn them it needs to be fixed, and we can inspect them ourselves. I, you know, not that we can do a law that says we're going to, but we could tell them we are going to inspect
it. How much sidewalk are we talking in the township that needs?
We have now walked all of Creekside Glens 1 and 2 and Rounding River and Red Fox. Rounding River.
Shelburne, I hope.
No, we haven't got all those yet. Rounding River, what's the other street?
Wood Fox.
I'm asking Karen.
Oh, I did Rain Tree Subdivision.
Rain Tree and Rounding River.
Rain Tree Subdivision.
You did the whole subdivision?
In Burnt Cove, yes.
Okay, and we've got 100 incident situations. And but that some of them could be raised. Some of them could be shaved.
A lot of it is leveling.
Yeah, so maybe 50% can be fixed and 50% have to be replaced. And we still haven't touched Shoreland Heights or any of those yet.
Well, yeah, like, for example, the one in front of my house, it sunk, but it's because the tree was taken out and once all the roots were out.
That one can be pumped up and not have to be replaced, up, yeah. But again, we're going to pay for that and put it on the taxes and wait a year. So we got to have a budget, say, we're going to put $50,000 next year into sidewalks, this year into sidewalks. And go after this list of 100, because I've got a really, really good list that identifies every single one with photos and everything else so far. So we could, and again, the problem is, and I don't mean to go by my own neighborhood, but it is the oldest neighborhood. It has the most problems in a way, because the sidewalks are all from the 60s.
Well, absolutely.
So,
sidewalks in your neighborhood are horrible.
Absolutely, you know. So do we start there? That would make sense. But, you know, the rest of them are 72 to 78. And then when you get to Shoreland Heights, they're 90, 80. Wait, Shoreland Heights was built 71 also.
Are you saying the sidewalks are hit and miss? Or the entire sidewalks need to be replaced?
That's just it. Hit and miss mostly.
Yeah. It's just repairs, man.
And probably 50% can be pumped up or shaved off.
Yeah, some are down, some are up.
It's one or two paths, not the entire length of the sidewalk.
Okay.
Just
that's what I was picturing.
But again, if we brought a contractor in, we're going to get a better price if we say, fix all of them around this whole block so your crew can just jump from spot to spot to spot to spot, not fix this one in this neighborhood, fix this one in that neighborhood, so forth. I'm going to say, we need a plan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to give the residents an opportunity to repair their own sidewalks if they choose to, kind of like Maumee is doing with their ordinances. You can have the work done. If you don't, we're going to do it, and we're going to charge you. So if we had, like, a deadline, set out a notification, your property's been identified as in need of repairs of the sidewalks, we're giving you 6 months to make said repairs, or we will take care of it for you, and it'll be at a square foot price of, and let them know what it's going to cost ahead of time, because we can come up with prices for tear out and replacement. That's not that hard.
And we should be able to be cheaper than they could go out and bring a person in to do just their sidewalk.
Exactly.
You know? If we brought guys
in. We still need to give them an option, because there's people out there that, like you, like to do everything yourself.
Mark, that's exactly what this letter says, pretty much of what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what John's saying?
Yeah, but it says if you elect to do the work yourself, it must be completed in a workmanlike manner in accordance with applicable standards, but it don't say what those standards are.
Okay, well, we could, I don't know if we could, but we could generate with the letters an isometric showing them what we expect on thickness and compaction of base, and if it's multiple slabs, how far between control joints, what type of finish we want on it.
Exactly, we don't want to trowel finish, you know, we want a brush finish.
Right, it's got to be a
matching.
Yeah, matching existing. So,
Okay, why don't we talk about this more at the next meeting, and I'll bring in our list of what we have so far.
Well, what we need to do is time it accordingly, because right now is when we should be identifying the problem areas and getting the letters out. That way the corrections could be made in the summertime when it's concrete season. And if we were doing this stuff now, people could determine whether or not they want to do it in-house, get their own contractors, do it themselves, and then come August, September, if they haven't completed said necessary repairs, then we'd come in with whoever we have and take care of them all at the same time.
And of course, half of them are going to blame the trees, and then we have to figure out what we're going to do about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's an individual, it's individually based. I mean, yeah. You've got to look at each one, and I know if you guys have been working extensively on getting it. That was my first thought, was let's, we don't want to be jerks to people, but mail a letter say, hey, there's an issue with the sidewalk, and we get
that. And if we do that, we got to choose the neighborhood we're going to start in first. We don't want to get everybody. Although there may be some, again, Plato talks about on some of these really bad trip hazards, they go in there with blacktop patch and just get rid of the trip hazard for a quick short-term solution until you can get in there and replace the whole pad. And I think we kind of need to do that. We need to go in come spring and just get rid of all these really bad 3 and 4 inch trip hazards, and then address doing it right after that.
Well, why don't we identify that, like you said, the ones that are the worst, and start with them, not depending on what neighborhood it is, but which ones are worse.
Because we're going to get a better price. If the concrete guys are in the neighborhood and they got one truck, they're going to dump, run to the next spot, dump, they're going to run to the next stop, you know, and kind of
well,
like they did in my road.
That's what Mommy does. That's what Savannah does.
Yeah. If you're going to bring contractors in, you got to keep them in an area until that area is done and then move on to the next area.
Could do it by neighborhood then.
Most likely.
Okay. All right.
I'll get you guys more reports on that, and you guys can see this or have this if you want to, what Toledo's doing. Toledo did it for 2 years, caught all kinds of flack, dropped off of it last year. I hear they're going to try to come back again this year with a revised formula because, you know, these people can't afford the kind of money they're asking to do a sidewalk.
Do you want to table to next meeting or just?
It's just a discussion right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Just table the rest of that.
All right. Let's move on. Leo, zoning. Discuss the outstanding zoning issues from 2025. I know you've got a few of those hanging out there that elaborate where we're at with each one of those.
We got about 5 of them that are open that all the paperwork's been done on. They're just waiting to be cleaned up so we can finish them, close them up, and get refunded for our money.
Okay. All right.
Then, what became of Kerchak? We voted to sue him and nothing became of it.
Chris and I are working on that, trying to end up not being in court. Right, buddy?
Wow. Chris can't make him fix a hole inside of his house. He can get rid of the junk cars.
I know, he promises the world that he doesn't deliver. So.
I
don't know.
And I guess I need help with the affidavit then.
Yeah, because once he gets that, that'll get his attention without even going to court. If he thinks he has to show up in court, you're going to get his attention.
All right. And then we have one resolution for zoning here, which is, oh, that's it. This is, you saw these pictures?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a resolution for zoning violation 1308H at 5753 Blessing Drive.
I'll second it.
Did you see this?
I've seen the property a million times.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right. That's the end of the list. We have a, you guys still want that executive session?
Yes.
I would make a motion to enter into executive session at 7:02 p.m. Okay. Under Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22. To discuss employment, discipline, hiring, firing, et cetera, et cetera. The township employee.
Need a second?
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Grab your chairs, and all the chairs are on there.
There's one in there.
There's one in there.
What do you want to do about those resolutions?
No, no, no.
Do you want me to send
an
agreement now to Jennifer's app?
Or
do you have it? Okay,
what,
you
want to
forward that to me?
Yeah.
It's all done.
I'm trying to think where I left it. I mean, is this still number good for assessed value for the township?
Oh, gosh, I've got it at home with my year-end. That changes every now and then? No, probably isn't, because I just got a new one. Because year-end, I have to request it all the time, so I'll give you a copy of that.
I just need that number for that voluntary fund. That's one of the questions.
Yeah, it is. All right, I'll let you know what it is.
We'll see how this goes.
So if I keep putting the worst chairs, the less people show up.
Good.
You'll have all the meeting minutes done before the meeting's over with.
People would love that.
If we give them 6 months to fix it, winter's going to hit, so we won't have to appropriate until next year anyway. I mean, that's just the way I'm looking at it. Even right now, if we get the letters out now, we tell them you've got, you know, from, say, April 1st, the concrete season's going to vary on weather. You don't want to do it cold pour where they got to make it hot and it cracks and breaks out again.
How many miles of sidewalk is there to do? Because not every area has a sidewalk. You know, I mean, in front of our house there isn't, you know.
Some of them are bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, this one, the whole chunk was flipped up and out on the tree root. It was on random. I had to go. I was like,
I think I know where
something.
You mean.
I have to do something. Yeah. I can't leave it like this.
Right. So. Right on the corner there, the curve? Like.
No, on random. Random's okay. A straight street over by Don.
There's another street that has a big tree.
Shallowford is the second worst one.
Okay.
And they've been complaining about that. They've all been said something about those since I started, so.
I was kind of concerned about those pads, you know, those bumpy pads that were placed on there, the sidewalk, because those were growing up. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Who took it out of there, you know? I mean, somebody
had to. I'm sure it actually had time. There was a water repair there, too, or a gas repair or something.
Looks like somebody picked it up and took it out.
Whoever did the repair, I had no clue. And the sad thing is there's a flag right there from having a repair done. But here we can see it's actually the tree root is so high up.
Oh, yeah.
It pushed it. So.
Sure did. Yeah.
I took it out, took a hammer over there, broke it up all in the stone and laid it flat.
You'd have to grind down the stump. You're not the
but
stump,
then that
but the root.
A tree. Well, yeah. The tree falls, now who's at fault?
No.
That's my problem, is yeah. The trees aren't leaning that way, so you cut the road back to this side.
One of those
now it's more apt to go in the next windstorm. So they raise it up over.
I did I say the biggest problem. Yeah, I wanted to pass every all of them out, and what's his name? You didn't want me to, that's
why I sent there. Yep, it's not so easy, unfortunately.
Oh, I have one, yes.
Where'd it go?
No, we had to put out his little
one. It's a Trump card. Always got to have that Trump card in your pocket.
This is all the fire department's resolutions. Are you wanting me to take them to fill them out?
Joey, did you see that email I talked to my insurance card that you put in my file?
No. Insurance. When did you send that?
This afternoon.
All right, see you. So Leo.
Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
Is it?
Oh, I see it now.
Do we get sued?
Stop. I don't know. Ask Jerry, he knows it all.
Don't ask me because I don't know anything.
Yeah,
I'm no importance.
I thought it always was the sidewalks were the homeowner's responsibility.
I don't know.
If somebody fell because you did the salt or you
didn't see them.
We've been talking about this for years. I don't understand. We've been talking about it for years. Is there any reason why we can't come to a thing?
Maybe we need a new backhoe to get it done.
Well, I guess I don't understand why we can't just. I know it's a lot of work, but why can't we just come up with something so we know?
This is the biggest problem we had 10 years ago.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We've been talking about this for years and the same discussion. And I just wish we had answers.
I got it.
Those resolutions, are you wanting me to keep it? And then
keep it, but the attachments are from Mike.
That's why you know.
Well, he's in tomorrow, so am I giving them to him, you?
The only thing is,
who's doing what with?
The resolutions, he had to go in the book, but fill it all out.
Okay.
And then give it to one of us anyway, because one of us has to go ahead and forward it on to Medi-Cal.
Okay, so fill them out, and then I'll give them to you, and then you'll give them back to me so I can file them.
Right.
Does that sound good? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you have any other ones, or is these all?
No,
nope, I just feel bad for Adam.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why Don had that twice on the agenda.
I don't know why. I wondered that too.
So really, it's just adopt EMS billing rates policy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the policy, it states the fee for service for Medicare. You know. That's just so we don't have to keep coming and revising it all the time. It's going to be consistent with the fee-for-service for Medicare.
Why can't you hold to it for
her? Well, they had three teenagers at that house. That's what made me mad.
Oh.
It took a lot to get all of this work done, but it was like once and done.
Sure, yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, that kind of stuff does take that. But like you said, once you get it done.
So. I'm just
going to
keep doing
EMS
billing
rates.
I
was talking
with
that.
Everybody laughed. Huh?
No one cares what our executive. Yeah, usually they want to stay because they're curious.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Thanks for getting that frame, too.
Like I said, I just got that email yesterday, and I did not get a chance to go to the store yet. But what do you want to put it so I know what to do, what kind of put it in?
In the main entrance, so it's really viewable. Because
I know, but we're running out of spots. So if you want to look at it, so that way I know what kind of frame to get, kind of what the coordinate
it
will. Will it print it out by an 8x10?
And next tree is planted, so
we want to hang. Do they realize that?
Let's see.
They're just going to keep pushing up.
The tree is huge. It's just, you can see
the worst part of that tree would probably cost $5,000 to take it down. I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
The waste toner box is full because I need something.
Do you want me to get Ryan to help you?
We could get a new modem for you, maybe.
Two of them.
About three.
About three.
$277. About three. I'm an IT guy.
Just get three.
I got gigabytes in my house, and I don't have a $277.
Bucket.
I hate when that bucket gets full.
Shake it.
It's the very.
Just shake it.
Kick it. That'll work.
Just shake it. It'll work. Is that what they used to do with the little toner thing?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That still works.
Now,
Kim!
No.
That doesn't look like a waste toner box.
What's happening right now?
The IT guy's fixing the printer. Mike pulled it off.
Well, I mean, what's he going to ask the audience? What your opinion is on the rental price?
Maybe we can just make it out by taking
it. That's a whole other situation. You really want to go there with me right now? Because I'm the one doing all the stuff right now. He's not even doing it. I mention your name about 50 times a day.
I know,
right,
but it
now,
probably
so
just gets you looked at.
They
nastily
do. They want me,
yep,
to drop it and get,
yes,
over it. And but my point obviously is not getting made.
No,
so
they don't. That's what I'm saying. Why keep saying it? Nobody gives a shit.
I know, but it just bothers me.
And
if you look
out, I know, but nobody cares.
I can't let it go.
Just like us coming to the meetings, we can't even say anything. So,
well.
Motion to return from executive session at 7:24.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bartle?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
All right. And that being said, there was discussion in there and
no business has been conducted.
No business has been conducted, and there are no determinations. All right, and that brings us to delegations of public comment. Ms. Wishart, your name's on the list.
It is. I did talk the whole time.
Huh? Thank you. I appreciate that. Now's your big chance.
I know. We talked before. Jerry and Karen took this on to get a little newsletter out to people.
Yes.
Saying, you know, and to me it was more as historic about the township. But we've had a lot of people moving on Point Pleasant, I'm just going to say it, moving in and out. Your daughter.
Yep.
And they don't know what the rules are of the township, i.e. the sidewalks, keeping your sidewalks clean, keeping them maintained, shoveling snow, cutting grass. They don't even know what the rules are. Could we just send a postcard to new people saying, hey, these are the rules of the township, this is the website, you might want to reference it.
Kim, what discussion did we have just a few hours ago? We have the brochure that now the elections are over because it had all the officers' names in the brochure. I was waiting to see, do we have to change any names? We don't. So Kim and I talked. I brought in the file this morning so that we could print the brochures. I bought special paper to print the brochures. And yes, every time someone moves in, I would like to mail them one of this brochure that's a quick, easy 8.5x11 two-sided, tells you almost everything you need to know, including links to all the websites, so on and so forth. And also the fact you got to get your own garbage service, you got to do this, yeah, and that. So, and again, because my daughter just sold her house, I would love to give those new people that. And
I have a neighbor who moved in next to me, and she had no idea she had to keep her grass cut.
Okay. Quick question for Leo. Okay. Too, you know? I brought in a file for her to open to print today, but it wouldn't open a PDF because it was a Google PDF.
The hell's a Google PDF?
Well, it's Google's HTML. They're Google opens PDFs now without going to,
okay,
the normal program. So even though I open it on my computer all day long, it wouldn't open on hers.
I gotta
download the extension to Chrome, it looks like.
If you open up Chrome and go into apps up in the right hand side, there might be a
that already
there. Right, in the settings, I have to allow it to use its extension.
Then the first time you use it, it'll ask you if you want to default to that.
Yeah, because their problem is they don't use Chrome, and yet everything we did is a Chrome. So, again, we were going to print some.
Just look for that app up in the right corner. It'll say, the problem is she's probably not logged into Google either, so.
Well, you don't have to for Chrome.
Right, yeah, but to get all the apps on, say, you have to look and see if the app's up there in the right-hand corner by where it says sign in and that. There's a list that shows Gmail and all that stuff and the Excel sheet and all that. The PDF may be there. I'm not
familiar. Well, there's an extension in Google that has to be activated for it to open PDFs itself.
That's just under settings. Okay, I mean, I can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, once we do that, and, you know, you're welcome to stop it and get it. Brochure, but it's really a cool brochure. It's really thorough, and
I just even thought cheaper postcard, just saying, "Hey, welcome to Washington Township. This is the website for most of the information you're going to need about the rules of township."
I'll get you a copy of it, but it's a real good brochure, and we're ready to go with
some
it.
Some of these people are first-time homebuyers and have no clue.
They think they're in Toledo.
Yeah.
They don't understand where's the garbage truck. When does the garbage truck come?
My neighbor said, "How come nobody's picking up my garbage? Who'd you call?"
I have a lady on Windermar right now that we're going through that. I mean, she has no idea what it's like to own a house.
Yep.
And somehow she got my number and she's calling me. I'm like, that's not zoning, but this is what you need to do. And it's just crazy. I mean, people have the money to buy a house, but they have no
idea.
They either went from an apartment or they went from mommy's house and they just have, I mean, we had the one over here that, well, I didn't plan on buying a lawnmower. Well, you have three lots in that one house that they bought down there.
She didn't cut her grass last year either. I did.
Yeah, she's because of medical. She should have never bought a house because of medical issues.
But she was throwing her garbage out her personnel door and just throwing it on the ground. I have 15 possums there now. So I got her garbage can and I moved it up to the door so she can just open it and throw her garbage in. And then I put her can up for her.
She did sign up for a service, though?
She did.
Okay.
I think she talked to Leo, and you told her she had to sign up for a service. Mm-hmm. So she signed up for Stevens.
Yeah, I mean, she bought the house, and then she was, in the hospital for 3 months?
She keeps falling. I don't know if she's even going to stay there. Because I just saw her the other day, and she had fallen again. She has a black eye, and she's walking with one of those prong canes. I don't know how she's going to do it.
Does anybody track how many typical new residents move into the township?
It can be done. We don't do it. But all you got to do is go on Harris and say, show me all the transactions within 6 months, 9 months, or whatever. Give it a border.
I've kept track of anything that's in the blade for over the last year and a half.
How many typical changes of...
Not that many change of houses, but you get renters come and go. That's the ones
and we wouldn't know the renters.
We can't keep track of the renters, but we can keep track of the home sales.
I never thought of renters.
Yeah,
we have gotten those on our street.
And the house on Fortune has been foreclosed on, and they're cleaning it up.
I heard that, yeah.
There's a dumpster sitting in front of it.
Are they? Oh, and I'm thinking the one on Pageland.
Next to Manders.
The one next to Manders.
It's Fortune. Okay, yeah. I heard that story, yeah.
What do you call that house?
St. Jude House,
yeah.
I think St. Jude at one point rehabbed that house, didn't they?
No.
I never.
Something happened with St. Jude's because it used to say, thanks, St. Jude's on the...
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, fireworks.
You know, of course, you've been around here forever.
Well, the our old detective bought the house in 1975. He paid $17,500 for it. That was Dennis Hubley.
Is that the guy that has it now, Raymond?
No. Anyways, Raymond lost the house. He sold it to houses, Levi Houses.
$52,000. You got it before the tax people got it?
Yeah, before the county.
But they have to pay off the $25,000 in past due taxes, too. Which would be a little bump for us.
Alrighty. Anything else? Anybody else? Alright. I'd like to motion to close the meeting at 7:31.
1 second.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yeah.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. Thank you for coming out for this one. Okay, what's this folder for?
Thank you for that suggestion, Laura.
I just put it down there. I don't know. Just to write on or something because the table's so.
A lot of the people.
For you to write on or something because the table's so.
Oh, yeah, because the checks are the tables, yeah.
If you want to. Can you sign the stuff in the blue folder for me? Oh, sorry. Just so you're, because you're done with everything else. I keep those with the minutes.
All right, I'll come in tomorrow and sign everything, of course.
Do you want to pipe him down about calling in tomorrow so that we can do that?
I know what's wrong. I know how to fix it.
Okay.
I went home and looked at it and said, okay, I forget you guys don't use Chrome.
Okay.
That's why, because I go home and open it right up, and then I looked at what it was. It's a Chrome HTML document.
Okay. So you
don't. You don't forget to open Chrome. Yeah.
Okay.